Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, my people. Good morning, my people. Let me mute you for one moment, please. Let me mute you. Good morning to my radio audience this morning. I would like to give the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, all the glory, honor, and praise this morning for being here with you once again. It's always a great honor to be here on this divine platform with you to tell you what the God of Israel wants you to know. Give me another minute, please. Give me another minute. 1 minute. Got a lot of activity going on right now. We are back. We are back today, this morning. We are back. I got to finish where I left off. I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, I came on and I was talking about part one of this 8-week series in teaching that we will be teaching you about the 613 laws that's wrote up in the Bible for the children of Israel to keep. And the Gentiles, whoever would like the God of Israel, again, to be their God and their Father. This is the only way, people. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Elisheba. Guest call-in number 661-244-9831 if you would like to call in this morning. The title of this broadcast, God Law versus the Law of the Land. 8 weeks teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number two. What we will be doing today, we're going to go over some more of the 613 laws that's written up in the Bible. I believe that was Tuesday when I came on, and I got to law number 21. So we're going to pick it up right where we left off at. I went all the way to law number 25. We went all the way to law number 25. Today we're going to go back to law number 22. And we're going to pick it up right there where we left off. And what I will do today, you might hear my goats in the background, baby goats, whatever, goats, chicken. I can't do nothing about it right now, people. Again, I got to get in a good headset to tune out all the noise and all the stuff that's going on around me. But I need to finish this. I need to finish this because there's no one, like I said before, there's no one trying to teach you the law. There's no one that's really on YouTube, Facebook, none of the social media platforms that's really trying to break down the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No one. I mean, you got the Hebrew Israelites, they come on YouTube and the other platforms that they have. And they, you know, basically just going through what the government doing, what Bill Gates doing, what's going on with that, and, you know, the mark of the beast and all kind of little teachings that they have. But me as the prophet of the God of Israel, I have to break down the law for you and teach you exactly what the God of Israel want you people to know. This is my job and this is what I must do. So it's not good enough for the Hebrew Israelites to come on and say, oh, we got to keep the law and we got to keep the holy days and we got to go back to the law of God. But they're not teaching the people the law of God. They're not teaching the people the law. They really not breaking it down. They really not going from law to law to law to law, the whole 613, and teaching the people what they actually need to do to make the God of Israel happy right now. Because right now, he's not happy with this world. He's not happy with what's going on. He's not happy with his people. So me, I need to come on and correct you and let you give you some understanding and some wisdom and knowledge to what the God of Israel want you to know and do, people. Because you don't have nobody that's really doing that right now. And I'm speaking to you what I know in the prophetic. So we have a couple of scriptures today, not many scriptures, because I really want to just focus on the 613 laws of the Torah, the covenant that the God of Israel made with the children of Israel. His name is Ahaya, I am. I am in English. So I really just want to focus on the law. Okay, that's what you need. You need some understanding, people. You need some understanding. You need some understanding to what it is that you're not doing, that you need to do. No, the law not done away with, and none of that stuff, okay? None of those things you've been taught. It's true. It's true. So God law versus the law of the land, 8-week teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 2. It's time for the real truth, people. It's time for the real truth, if you can handle it. If you can handle it. And even if you can't handle it, it's my job to give it to you. So let's pick it up right here at law number 22. Law number 22 of the 613 laws that's written up in the Torah, the Old Testament, the Hebrew scrolls. And again, I like to thank the God of Israel, Ahaya, the Holy Spirit, and the Heavenly Host today. Law number 22, to pray to God. This particular section of the law is talking about prayer and blessing. Prayer and blessing. Okay? If you really want to know how to connect with God, the God of Israel, the real God, the Creator, and what you need to do to really get a blessing from Him. So, law number 22, to pray to God. I told you people, Tuesday, you got to know who the God of Israel is. You got to know who He is. You got to know how to pray to Him, how to connect with Him. How? You got all these Hebrew Israelites that they into the law and they into the real God and they got the real name, but they're not teaching the people how to pray. All the little prayers, they come on Shema and all that stuff they saying. No, man. No, we need to go back to the basics, which is the 613 laws of the God of Israel. That is the basic. That is what you're going to have to do, people, to show the God of Israel that you are His people so He can be your God. There's no other way. Absolutely no other way. So law number 22, to pray to God. That's Exodus 23, 25, and Deuteronomy 16, 13. I would like to go over the scriptures here with you and the law just to show you exactly what it says. I will read with you today. So let's go to Exodus 23, 25 for law number 22. Exodus Exodus 23:25, for law number 22, prayer and blessings, is this section part of the law. Thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve them. Do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. So the God of Israel, and then it say verse 25, that was verse 24, Exodus 23, and you shall serve or hire your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. From the midst of thee. This is what the God of Israel told the children of Israel to do when they got to Canaan, when they got to the land flowing with milk and honey, what they had to do. He told them, thou shalt not bow down to their gods. That's number one. And that's what you people have done. That's what you people have done, and that's what the children of Israel did when they got to Canaan. They began to bow down to their gods and serve their gods and pray to all their gods that they had set up in Canaan. So they started doing the same thing that they was doing when they was in Egypt. So thou should not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do after their works. But thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. And break down their images. And you shall serve or hire your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. That's why everybody is sick. You got whole families got sugar diabetes. My mom just told me something like a week ago. She told me that somebody that my mom knew. The brother and the sister, they both had diabetes. And I think the one had diabetes and one had liver disease. The brother and the sister died like one day apart from each other. This just happened like a week ago. The brother and the sister died. One had lung disease or kidney failure, and the other died from diabetes. So this is what I'm trying to show you, people. This is what I'm trying to show you. The God of Israel told the children of Israel what they had to do to get blessed, what they had to do to be prosperous, what they had to do to receive the things that he wanted to give them as their God. He told them not to pray to no other God. And that's what you people have done. That's what you people are doing right now. You got all kind of names for all your gods, all kind of statues, all kind of images, all kind of groves, all kind of altars, all kind of stuff you got set up all over the earth to pray to your God. When the God of Israel clearly stated in Exodus 23:24-25, under law number 22, not to do that. So, no, the law is not done away. And that's why you people are sick. If the law was done away with, like you Christians believe, and a lot of you other people in the world believe, then you wouldn't be sick, because he said right here in Exodus 23:25, and you shall serve or hire your God, and he shall bless you. He ain't gonna curse you. He ain't gonna punish you. He ain't gonna make your life miserable. He ain't gonna make your life depressed. He ain't gonna make you. He's gonna bless you and your children and your mama and your dad and everybody else around you. And he's going to bless your bread. So that means you're not going to be hungry. You're not going to be waiting on a paycheck to feed you. You ain't going to be waiting on no government to feed you and give you a handout, food stamps, and all the stuff that you and me and everybody else wait on so we can get some food on our tables. But he said, I will bless thy bread, and I will take, and I will bless thy water. You won't have to go to no water market and buy water. Buy bottles and stacks of water. He will bless your water. The water that come out of your faucet, the water that come through wherever you get it, it will be blessed. But the water that you drinking is making you sick. And the bread that you eat out of the market and the grocery store, all your food is making you sick. And you don't have enough food. You run out of food. You run out of food all the time. All the time, people go to bed hungry. They in poverty. They poor. They broke. They hungry. They sick. All kind of stuff going on. And that's what he said he was going to do to the children of Israel. To the children of Israel and the Gentiles, his creation. This shows you people that you are serving other gods and you bow down to them and you praying to them and you doing the works of the Canaanite gods, which is Africa. Baal and all of them, Asherah, all them gods and images and stuff you got set up. They just gave them different names. So yes, and you shall serve a higher your God. You're not serving a higher your God. You're serving all your other gods. And that's why you sick, and that's why you hungry. Because it said right here, and he shall bless thy bread. You won't be hungry and poverty, and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Why is everybody sick? Why, people? Why is everybody dying from heart disease, all kind of disease, and COVID-19, and all kind of stuff is in this earth? Why? Because you people are not serving the real God. That's what it is. Law number 23. Now let's read Deuteronomy 6:13 for law number 22. Deuteronomy 6:13, you got two Bible verses right here for law number 22. Deuteronomy 6:13, it's the next Bible verse. Thou shalt fear Ahayah thy God and serve him and shall swear by his name. Swear by his name. You should fear him. You shouldn't fear the law of the land and the people that wrote the law of the land. You should fear Ahayah, your God, and serve him and him only. Him only. But you people are not doing that. And shall swear by his name, not by Jesus and Baal and Yah and Jehovah, only by his name. He only got one name. He didn't say swear by my names with an S right here in Deuteronomy 6:13. He said swear by my name and fear me only and serve me. That means work for him. Don't work for no man. Don't work for nobody. Work and serve the God of Israel, the creator, the one that put you in this earth. Be his slave. Work for him and serve him. Don't be nobody's slave. But if you're going to be somebody's slave, well, be his slave. And he don't even title you as a slave. He titled you as a servant. He want you to serve him. Law number 23, to read the Shema, the hearing in the morning and at night. That's Deuteronomy 6, 7. Let's go to law number 23, Deuteronomy 6, verse 7. Same chapter, verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. You're supposed to be teaching your children the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the covenant that he gave the children of Israel when they left Egypt. That's what you're supposed to be teaching your children. That's what you're supposed to be teaching your children. Not about serving Jesus and serving Yah and serving Buddha and serving Allah and all these gods that can't help you people. That can't take sickness and disease out of your body. Because they're not real. They're not real. Okay? And you're supposed to be teaching your children not how to uphold the law of this land, but how to, in the Constitution, but how to uphold the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, the 12 tribes of Israel law. That's what you're supposed to be teaching your kids. But you people are not doing that. My mama didn't do it with me. Her mama didn't do it with her. Your mama didn't do it with you. Your mama didn't do it with them. Okay? Nobody is teaching the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. No, you cannot teach your children the Ten Commandments. That's only 10. You got 613 that you must teach your children, that you must teach and practice yourself. If you want to be blessed, if you want to be prosperous, you want to take all this sickness and disease and mental illness out of the earth. Only the God of Israel can take it away. And the only way he will desire and want to take it away, if you do what he told you to do, Israel. If you do what he told you to do. When you get up in the morning, you should be teaching your children about the law. When you're sitting down in the house with your children, you should be teaching them about the law of the God of Abraham. When you're walking down the street, walking them to school, or whatever you're doing, you need to be teaching them about the God of Israel and what he wants. Next law. Law number 24, to recite grace after meals. This is Deuteronomy 8:10. Let's go to that law. Same book, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10. Let's go to that law, people. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless Ahiah thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. So he told the children of Israel, our ancestors, when you get to Canaan, when you get to the promised land, and when I have blessed you and gave you everything that you, what I said I was going to give you, thou shalt bless Ahiah, thy God, for the good land which he have given thee. But the children of Israel didn't do that. And that's why they got kicked out. And that's why they scattered all over the earth right now in slavery by the law of this land, they call it. The law of this land have entangled, have enslaved mankind all over the earth. the law of this land, not the law of the God that put you here. They got kicked out because they didn't want to bless the God of Israel. They wanted to burn incense to Baal, and which is Jehovah, Astra, Ceramesis, Guadalupe. Okay, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to uphold them gods of Egypt, them same gods that they left in Egypt. When they got to the promised land, they wanted to uphold them same gods. And the God of Israel wasn't going to go for that. Just like he ain't going to go for it now, people. Just like he not going to go for it now. You people ought to realize now that you are not serving the real God. You should realize that by now. That something that you people are doing in this earth is not righteous. And it's not right. It's not right. Because when you read all the laws, and all the laws stipulate and tell you what you're supposed to do and what the God of Israel was going to do for you if you obey him. He said he was going to take all sickness away out of the midst of thee. Everybody's sick. So that tells you right there that you people are serving false gods and the wrong God. And you don't want to bless the God of Israel. You want to bless Jesus. You're so in love with Jesus. You're so in love with Jesus, the law of religion that was taught in this earth. He's not real. He's not real. He's not the Son of God. And the Son of God ain't never told you to pray to him no way. The Son of God ain't never told you to worship him no way. The Son of God ain't never told you to bow down and sing to him and all that stuff that y'all people doing no way. So it tells you that who you are calling on Jesus, that's just another God, another false God. Okay, next. Law number 25, not to lay down a stone for worship, not to lay down a stone for worship, people. You can't worship no statue. They got all kind of big statues of Jesus and all of that stuff and all kind of stones, man. All kind of stones, all kind of statues, all kind of idols. You should see where the 10 tribes live, man. You should see where the 10 tribes live. It is full of idols and graven images all over there in the Caribbean. All over there in Mexico, all over there in South America, all over there in Panama, all over there in Belize, full of stone. And you think the God of Israel going to continue to let you people live while you continue to worship all your idols and false gods? Shouldn't he be angry? Shouldn't he be upset? Shouldn't he be ready to chastise you and discipline you for disobeying him? For the people that rule this earth have set up and said that you don't have to keep the law done away with so they can uphold their law. The God of Israel ain't got no law. It's done away. It's dead. That's what they teach right now. It is dead. It's no good. We just going to keep the 10. We ain't worried about the rest, though. You're not even keeping the 10. And you want to uphold the law of this land. And when you say the God of Israel law is dead and done away, you people got to be crazy. You got to really be crazy and dumb and foolish to think something like that. So that's law number 25. We're going to read Leviticus 26:1 for that one. Not to lay down a stone for worship. Leviticus 26. 1. You shall make you no idols, nor graven images, neither rear up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am a higher your God. Can you people see law number 25? Can you people see law number 25? Leviticus 26:1. You shall make you no idols. No idols. No idols. It says Hebrew number 4:5-7, a good for nothing. By analog, vain or vanity, an idol. An idol. You should make you no idols. And you people got plenty idols. Plenty idols. Anything that you love, your job can be an idol. Your entertainment could be an idol. Your school and education can be an idol. Your clothes can be an idol. Your houses can be an idol. Your cars can be an idol. You shall make no idol. None at all. Nor graven images. Nor graven images. You notice people, all your world is closed down. Shit. Why? Because you idolize it. You idolize everything in this world. Your Christian church is an idol. Your Jesus is an idol. Your Buddha is an idol. Graven images. Neither shall you rent up a standing image. So why do you people have false gods standing up all over the world? And law number 25 tell you not to have a graven image nor an idol. Set up any image of stone in your land. So you people not reading the Bible. You're not reading the Bible. Why? Because you've been taught that the law is done away with. You don't have to read the Old Testament, the Torah. You just gonna read the New Testament. That's what you've been taught. When the God of Israel clearly showed you, India and all the rest of y'all, not to stand up an idol of stone in your land or graven image to bow down unto it. But you people love doing that. Buddha, you got all kind of images. Jesus, Jehovah, Yah, all kind of images of stone. See, that's why they teach you that the law is done away with. That you under grace and you under mercy and all that stuff. You under the New Testament because they don't want you to see what you are doing is wrong. They don't want you to see. When I say they, I'm talking about the people who set your religions up. Because that's all you following is religion. You're not following the Bible. You're not following the God of Israel, the Creator. That's law number 25 of Leviticus 26:1. Very clear. For you not to have an idol. You can't love Michael Jordan more than you love the God of Israel. You can't love Beyonce more than you love the God of Israel. You can't love your job more than you love the God of Israel. Anything that you spend a lot of time with, doing and talking to and worshiping and going to be with it, you love that. You enjoy that. You have great pleasure in that. You cannot love those things more than you love him. He's not going to stand for it. Just like he didn't stand for it with our ancestors centuries ago, he ain't going to stand for it today. He's the same God yesterday and forever. He made a law to the children of Israel, and that law stands today. And I don't care how many people say it's gone away and tell you it's obsolete and you ain't got to do it and you ain't got to do it. Yes. You people sick, man. It's all about righteousness. The law is of righteous. The law is righteous. The law is holy. The law is good. The law is great. The law is the only thing going to help you to connect to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the only true and one living God. Only the law going to help you do that, not the New Testament. You could call on Jesus 100 times. You could go to the church 1,000,000 times. It still won't connect you to the God of Israel because he ain't never told you to go to no church. He ain't never told you to join no church. He ain't never told you to build no church. He ain't never told you even set up a church. He hate religion. He hate all your churches, all your idols, and all your false gods. And that's why he told you right here for law number 25, Leviticus 26:1, not to set up an idol. Don't have no idols. You cannot love nothing more than you love the God of Israel. He killed millions in Canaan. Millions. Just like he done killed millions in 1 year from COVID-19. I'm trying to show y'all people the truth so you can wake up. Them that have ears to hear will hear. Them that have a heart to eyes to see, they will see. Them that have a heart to understand, they will understand. So before we go to law number 26, will be love and brotherhood. That's the next section of the 613 laws, love and brotherhood. So I just read to you prayer and blessing. It's the only way you can get prayed. You can't have no idols. And you cannot pray to no other God but the God of Israel. You can't serve no other God but the God of Israel. That's the only way you're going to get your blessing. And that's the only way you will be able to pray and connect to the Father. And that's why a lot of you people have been going to church 50 years, 20 years, and still can't hear the God of Israel. You still can't hear nothing when you pray. Why? Because you never connected to the real God. You only been connecting to your idols, to your false gods that have been set up all over the earth. That's your connection. And they not real, so they can't talk to you. And you can't hear nothing from them. So love and brotherhood, that's the next section, law number 26. But before we go to that one, I would like to read something to you about the law of the land. About the law of the land. Because you people believe so much in the law of this land. And you hate the God of Israel law. You keep saying it's you know, you don't have to do it. And, you know, you only got to keep 10 and all of that. No, the God of Israel don't have nothing to do with the law of this land. No, not at all. Law. The law of the land, I'm reading a definition right now for the law of the land. I'm reading a definition right now, people, for the law of the land. You believe that you got to obey the law of the land and disobey the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The law of the land, the system. Should I say it again, people? The system. of rules. That's what the law of the land means. The system of rules. Rules. Things you can do and things you can't do. That's what you people upholding. The Constitution and all that stuff got everything to do with the law of the land. You uphold that. You honor that. You cherish that. You love that. You submit to that. But you won't submit to the God of Israel law. I would say it again, people, Hebrews, Gentiles, you will not submit to the God of Israel law. And this is the problem. It has become a big problem in the earth. This is the problem, people. You don't want to submit to his law. You don't want to give the God the creator, what he deserves. You want to overlook his law, overlook what he said, overlook how he said to do things, and uphold the law of the land, the system. That's all it is. The beast system as that. Because you got the mark of the beast in Revelation. What do you think the beast system is? It's the law of the land. Everything you got to do. Why? Because Satan is the God of this world. And he set up his own system and his own rules. So the law of the land, the system of rules which a particular country or community recognizes as regulating the actions of its members. Of its members, everybody that live in this world, everybody that live in this earth, have to follow that system, have to follow those rules, have to follow the law of the land. It's regulating our actions, keeping us in control, telling us what we can do, what we can't do. What we got to wear, what we got to do is regulating us. That's why the law of the land was created, to regulate the slaves. You ain't nothing but a slave. And I know a lot of y'all don't believe that, because you got a little bit of money and you got this and you got that. You got millionaires and billionaires. They up under the law of the land too. It don't matter how much money you got. You still being controlled and you still being regulated by a force, by a system of rules. Doesn't matter how much money you got. You are still up under the system. So it says right here for the law of the land, a community recognizing as regulating the actions of its members. Who is the members? Everybody that live in this earth. Regulating their action. Regulating their action. Where you go, what you do, what you eat, what you wear, who you talk to. Everything is being recorded. Everything is being regulated by the system. You see this law over the God of Israel law, how wicked and evil this law is? The God of Israel only made the law for the children of Israel and whoever else that want him to be their God. He only made the law so he can bless you. So he can bless you, people. That's all. He said he wants fruit trees to eat. He wants you to make fruit trees. He wants you to have your own food, cow, cattle, goat, sheep. He don't want you to have no statues. He don't want you to bow down to no idols. He wants you to obey him. His law is so, so much simpler and greater to follow and do than the law of this land. His law is about blessing you. His law is about making you great. His law is about prospering you. His law is about getting you to where you need to be in this earth. His law is about purpose. His purpose. The law of the land is not about helping you. It's not about blessing you or giving you nothing. It's all about control. 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 Control to keep you weak, begging them for bread and, you know, whatever. It's all about control to keep you weak and dumb and lost. Not the law of the God of Israel. His law is all about blessing, prosperity, love, joy, peace, happiness, goodness, greatness, dominion, power, rulership. That's what his law about. See, his law gonna give you all of that. The law of the land ain't gonna give you nothing, man. Absolutely nothing. All it's gonna do is let you be a good little slave and a good little Christian and a good little Christian. That's all it's gonna do. The law of religion, you got the law of education, you got the law of food, you got the law of clothes. Everything you see, it is a system of rules. You got to wear a suit to go on a job interview. That's up under the law of the land. You got to go to the grocery store to buy your food. That's up under the law of the land. And they made laws. They made laws to tell you you can't have a garden in your yard. You can't have a garden in your yard. You can't have no cattle and food in your yard. And if you do, you got to pay a whole lot of money to have it, a permit. So do y'all people understand and see the difference in the God of Israel law and the law of this wicked world? It's a system. It is a system. The law is just a system. Something that you are following. That the God of Israel ain't never told you to follow and do. And it say, regulating the actions of his members in which it may enforce. See what it say, people? Enforced by imposition of penalties. So if you don't do what they have set up in this earth for you to do that they call law, they will enforce penalties on you. Try to put a garden in your front yard or your backyard, and your state has said that it's against the law to do that, and see what happens. You're going to get all kind of fines and all kind of stuff, maybe a felony, and you might even go to prison or jail. Try not to send your kids to school because you don't want them to teach your children no more. I'm going to teach my own kids now. But the God of Israel ain't never told me for nobody to teach my kids nothing. Look at what's going to happen. So no, people, please understand what I am saying to you today. Understand what the God of Israel is saying to you today. You have despised and rejected my law to follow the law of man. the law of this world. When I told you in 1 John, do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. I already told you that. Don't love the world or the things in the world. Everything in the world is the system, the law of the land, and you people love it. And if you love it, he say the love of the Father is not in you. So don't keep deceiving your own selves, thinking that the God of Israel, the Creator, is your God, because he's not. He is not. You love this world and everything in this world. That's why you want everything to open back up, because you love it so much. Yes, I'm going to take my time and teach you all 613 laws, because someone have to do it now. Someone must do it now. You people got to know and understand what you are following and what you're spending your time on every day and what you are doing every day don't have nothing to do with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. Oh, I got to obey the law, man. Yeah, yeah. I got to obey the law of the land. You got to obey the system, the beast system, because he's the God of this world. Now, we're going to go to love and brotherhood right now. This is law number 26. Love and brotherhood. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 laws. 15 laws of the Torah, the Old Testament, the covenant. We have 15. Cedia, excuse me, speakers. Cedia, could you run them to the back, please, bro? Give me a minute. Love and brotherhood. Okay? That's what we finna learn now about in the law. That's what we're reading right now in the law. Law number 26. To love all human beings. To love all human beings who are of the covenant, though. It ain't telling you to love everybody in the world like you Christians and all you religious people been taught. Oh, it's all about love. We love everybody. The God of Israel ain't never told you to love everybody. What scripture is that he told you to love everybody? It's not a scripture in the Bible where the God of Israel told you to love everybody. He have enemies, and the children of Israel have enemies. He ain't telling you to love your enemy. That's an injection in the New Testament. Another injection in the New Testament to get you to coincide and accept somebody mistreating you and doing you wrong. And you got to still love them and be a humble lamb. No, people, the children of Israel, our ancestors, was never humble little lambs. They was great warriors and warrioress. They fought for the man. One moment, people. Give me a minute. I think my puppy might have just had a baby. Let me check. One moment.
Guess what? My chihuahua just had her puppy. Let me see how many she got, people. Ooh, I see two. I see two. Two, Pee-Pee. Yeah. I see two. Don't kill it now, okay? All right. Yay, Pee-Pee. Yes, people. Yes, guess what? My chihuahua just had her puppies. I got three chihuahuas, girl chihuahuas, and they all pregnant, all three of them. And one of them just had her puppies. She had two so far. And I know she's probably going to have maybe three or four. But I'm happy because she's been in a lot of pain and suffering. But anyway, law number 26, love and brotherhood. Let's go to that. To love all human beings who are of the covenant. To love all human beings who are of the covenant. That's the children of Israel. And that's anybody, a Gentile or Jew, that follow the covenant, that follow the 613 laws that wrote up in the Bible, the Hebrew scrolls. We supposed to love them people. We don't have to love sinners and love, you know, our enemies and all this stuff we have been taught by man. Let me go to the scripture, Leviticus 19:18. To love all human beings who are of the covenant, law number 26. Law number 26, feet. Law number 26, Leviticus 26. Leviticus 26. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Leviticus 19:18. My baby goat just crying because she wants the mama or she wants something. She just crying. Leviticus 19:18, people. Leviticus 19:18. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Look what the God of Israel told Moses to tell the children of Israel, our ancestors. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am a higher. Let me read that again. Thou shalt not avenge. Avenge, that means vengeance or try to pay back, go outside, or try to pay back someone that did something. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So your neighbor right here up under the law in the Torah is the children of Israel. Is the children of Israel. And your neighbor is also, got some loud noise going by. Excuse me, people. And your neighbor is also a Gentile which follow the God of Israel covenant that keep his law. Please run them in the back. That keep his law. Okay? So he's not telling us to love everybody and love our enemy. I don't see no scripture. There's not one scripture other than the one in the New Testament that tell you that madness. You only supposed to, he said, don't avenge these people. If somebody do you wrong, forgive them, people. Forgive them, but only the children of Israel, your people, and only the ones that obey the covenant. You are Gentile, is your neighbor. That's your neighbor. Anybody that loves the God of Israel, anybody that's following the God of Israel law is your neighbor. And those are the ones he's saying right here in Leviticus 19:18 for you not to avenge and don't hate them and have unforgiveness in your heart towards them. It's a sin for you to hold a grudge against someone. It's a sin for you to try to pay somebody back for what they did to you. Let it go. It's up under the law to let it go.
And some of y'all say y'all saved and you sanctified it and God is your father and you still hate your mama for something she did wrong to you. Are you mad at your brother? Are you mad at your sister? Are you mad at your cousins for something that they done wrong to you? You cannot be a child of the God of Israel, avenging people and holding grudge and hatred in your heart towards the children of Israel and the ones that keep his covenant, his law. You wrong, people. You are wrong. You must repent and stop holding grudge and hatred. I got a lot of cousins right now. Say they're Christians. And right now, they won't even talk to me. They won't even talk to me. Y'all hear me? They say they saved and they Christians and Jesus is their God and all of that. But they can't stand me. They cousins. I got cousins, aunties. I don't got no more uncles. My uncle, my last uncle died like maybe a year ago. I got aunties that have, you know, won't even talk to me. These people, man, is not right. And that's why I had to come on today, people, and teach you the law of the covenant, the ordinances, the judgments, and the statutes of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahaya is his name. I am in the Hebrew. I am. Ahaya is his name. Okay? So no, it's not for you to love everybody and love your enemy. There's not one scripture in the Bible tell you to love your enemy. Matter of fact, the God of Israel told Israel to kill his enemy, to destroy their enemies, to take their enemies down. Under the law, that's what he told them. Law number 26. That was law number 26, love and brotherhood. Law number 27, not to stand by idly when a human life is in danger. You people got this very, very, very bad. That's why you need to hear the law today. You need to hear the truth. You need to understand and know what you got to do as a people to please the God that put you here. Don't stand by idly when a human life is in danger. You know how many people do this every day when somebody's being killed or beat down. They go get their phone and start filming it and Facebook Live it and all of that stuff and let somebody just kill and beat these people to death. You don't understand that you're breaking the law. You don't understand that it's a law against what you are doing. We're going to go back into the law of the land. I just want to get through some of these laws right now. The law, God's law. So that one is for law number 27, love and brotherhood is what we're talking about. It's Leviticus 19:16. Same chapter, Leviticus 19, we're going to go up to verse 16. Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer. Y'all hear that, people? Don't be running around telling people business and what's going on in their house and all of that stuff. That is against the God of Israel to do for you to do that. Don't go up and down as a tail bearer, carrying lies and tales, Facebook and all these social media platforms is full of all that madness. Tearing lies and telling lies on people and all that stuff. Starting stuff with people. Thou should not go up and down as a talebearer among the people. Neither should thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am a hire. You cannot Israel. You cannot Gentile. You cannot Christian. You cannot Muslim. You cannot Hebrew Israelite. Stand and watch somebody get beat down and not do anything. Thou should not stand against the blood of thy neighbor. I am a hire. You don't even supposed to kill or try to hurt or do nothing wrong to your neighbor, your children, your family members. Telling people business and all that stuff, starting up stuff, stirring up stuff, causing division among each other. It's so much division among black folks. It's so much division among white folks. It's so much division among all kind of folks. Because you people are not keeping this law. Law number 27. You think it's cute. You got grown people get their phones and when they see somebody getting hurt or somebody bleeding or laying on the ground or something like that, they get their phone and go on Facebook and all their Instagram and all that Snapchat, TikTok stuff that they doing and just make a video of it and make a mockery and a scandal out of it instead of trying to help these people. You are wrong, and the God of Israel want you to know that today, that you people are wrong. Law number 28, not to wrong anyone in speech. Not to wrong anyone in speech, people. This is another law. And you people believe that you just got to keep 10? The 10 commandments over there, Exodus 20, don't even talk nothing about none of these laws. I'm just reading today. They talk absolutely nothing about these laws that I'm going through today. That's why I told you people, you can't just read the 10 commandments and try to do the 10 commandments and thank you pleasing the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel. You just can't do the 10. You got to do all 613. Because there's laws that's in the 613 that's not wrote up in the 10 commandments that you don't know nothing about. And that's why the law of religion, which is the law of the land, pushed the 10 commandments on you people. That's why they push that through your religious institutions so you will follow and got you people thinking and believing that you really keeping God's law and you are not. So yes, law number 28, not to wrong anyone in speech. That's Leviticus 25, 17. Leviticus 25, 17, people. Not to wrong anyone in speech. Leviticus 25:17. You should not therefore oppress one another. Let me say it again, people. This is law number 28. Of the 613 laws wrote up in the Torah, the Old Testament. Law number 28. You shall not therefore oppress, oh look, Excuse me, she had her baby, Tiki. She in the corner. Yeah.
Tiki?
Yeah, she got two. She over there. They black so far. Yeah, she gonna have more. Okay. You should not therefore oppress one another. But thou shalt fear a higher, for I am a higher your God. You should not therefore oppress anyone. Law number 28, not to wrong anyone in speech. Oppress is Hebrew number for Leviticus 25, 17. It's 32, 38. To rage, oppress, the word in Hebrew. Hebrew number 3238, to rage or to be violent by implication, to suppress, to maltreat, destroy, oppressing, proud, vex, do violence. You cannot have a rage and be violent against anyone. And we have this so bad in our world today that little kids are killing themselves, committing suicide because they're so oppressed by their classmates and by their family members and by people they know. You got this so bad in the earth today where men are killing their wives. I read in the news today, a 26-year-old man killed his ex-girlfriend, went to her apartment, and stabbed her to death. And she had a restraining order on him. And he didn't care about no restraining order. Restraining order is just the law of the land. She put a restraining order on him. And he went to the apartment where they used to live and stabbed her to death. Now he in jail for murder. So people, do you see what I'm saying? You have so much oppression in the earth. Mamas killing their kids. Husbands killing their wives. Brothers and sisters killing their cousins and killing each other. You got young men killing everybody in the whole family. Why, Pete? Because we have not been taught the law. We have not been taught the law of the God that put us here. And because we have not been taught the Torah, the law, the 613 laws for the God of Israel that put us here, we are hurting and killing and destroying one another. Why? Because we have not been taught righteousness. The children have not been taught righteousness. The children have not been taught that it's wrong to kill their dad and their mom and their sister and all that. They don't know that it's in the Bible for them not to oppress one another and mistreat one another and bully one another and kill one another. I read in the news last week, I believe, the little boy was on the bus going home, the school bus. They was bullying this little boy so bad on the school bus, people. Y'all listen to me. You have failed the God of Israel, and you have failed your children. And you have failed one another. This love and brotherhood I'm reading about in the law. Love and brotherhood. Don't nobody love nobody. You just say you love your daddy. You love your sister. You love your brother. You don't love nobody. You don't even love your own self. They was bullying the little boy so bad that he jumped out the window, the bus window, to get away from the bullies. While the bus, when the bus came to a stop, the little boy, I don't know how he got out that window, but he jumped out the window of the school bus and hurt himself so bad, injured himself, just to get away from somebody that was oppressing him. And you still want to send your children to school. You still want to send your children to school because the law of this land made a law that you got to send them to school. And if you don't send them to school, they can put us in jail. That's a bunch of madness, man. That's a bunch of madness. That's a bunch of control. That's a bunch of rules that they made to keep you and your children under their control so they can continue to teach us and condition our mind to be the way they need us to be. The God of Israel is angry at you parents because you know what? You don't let man rule over you so long and have went against his law and upholding man's law. Yeah, B. I'm talking to you today. So this is law number 28. Not to wrong anyone in speech. You black men got that bad. You call your women all kind of B's and H's. I'm going to keep it nice today. I ain't going to say the word. You ain't no good. You this, you that. We wrong, people. We wrong when we oppress one another. And he told us not to do that. And this is what's going on. The people that set up the law of the land, they oppressing everyone. They oppressing us. We are being oppressed every day by these people that set up these rules and set up this system. When the God of Israel told them in Leviticus 25:17 not to oppress one another. And that's how I know their law that they have set up in this world is not a righteous law. It's satanic. It's a satanic law. The God of Israel ain't in that. And that's why they don't want you to read the law of the God of Israel. They don't want you to know it. They don't want you to understand it. They don't want you to teach it to your children. They want to teach you that it's done away with and it's no good. And I'm under grace and I'm under mercy and I'm under the New Testament. That's what they want you to believe, people. They want you to believe that when it's not true. Law number 20. You is living in a very wicked, ungodly, sick world these people have turned to. Why? Because everybody that you see is lawless. Lawless. Meaning that there's no law for them to follow. Not a righteous law. The only law is they follow is the system. You've been taught that the righteous law is no good. It's absolutely, you don't need it no more. And that's why you see everything in this earth the way it is and the way it's going on. Because you have denied the God of Israel law to uphold the law of the land, which is satanic rules, guidelines, and regulations. Law number 29, not to carry tales. Leviticus 19:16. I'm still reading love and brotherhood. Not to carry tales. I just told you that one. I think I told you that one. Yeah, we went to that one. We're not going to go to that one no more. Law number 30, not to cherish hatred in one's heart. Leviticus 19:17. We went to that one too, but let me just go over it again with you. And just go over again. Leviticus 19:17. One moment, people. I don't know how much time I have. Leviticus 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother. You see that? Leviticus 19:17 for love and brotherhood. Law number 30. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Let me say it again, people. Thou shalt not hate thy brother or sister in your heart. Who would be your brother or sister? Anybody that make up the Hebrew nations, the 12 tribes of Israel. We are one family. We are one nation with one God. The God of Israel told our ancestors not to hate their brother or sister in their heart. Thou shalt anywise rebuke thy neighbor. Who is your neighbor? The children of Israel. And the ones that keep the covenant, the ones that keep the law of the God of Israel. That's your neighbor. That's your neighbor. Anyone that keeps the law and follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is your neighbor. That's your neighbor. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in no wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. You cannot hate nobody in your heart. And that's why we got so much death and so much killing, and so much stuff going around among this world, because you people are full of hatred. You are full of hatred. You hatred. You can't forgive somebody when they do something to you. You can't call them and talk to them and tell them, you know, whatever happened between us is over. You know what? I forgive you. You forgive me. And hey, let's get it right. You people can't do that. Because you got hate in your heart. And that's why you can video chat and video people getting killed and getting beat down and stomped down. Somebody laying on the street half dead with blood. You can make videos of it and put it on. Why? Because you people got hatred in your heart. And thou shalt not rebuke thy neighbor. Let's say arger, arger. The God of Israel don't want us arguing with one another. He wants us to live in love with one another, in unity. So he gave the children of Israel, our ancestors, all these laws and stuff that they had to keep the nation of the Hebrew nation in peace and tranquility and love. And empower. These are the laws that they had to follow to keep us together as a people, as one. And that's why today you got all kind of grudging and all kind of hatred and all kind of stuff among each other. Why? Because the law is not being taught. Not in your churches, not in your schools, not in your religious institutions. Not your theologian colleges, your theologian schools. Not among your family, your brothers and sisters and moms and dads and cousins and nieces and nephews. The law is not being taught. And this is the problem. This is the problem in this earth, people. Law number 31. Not to take revenge. Not to take revenge. We already went over that. That's Leviticus 19:18. Law number 32, not to bear grudge. Leviticus 19:18. We already went over that one. Law number 33, not to put any Jew to shame. Leviticus 19:17. We already went over that one. Not to shame any Jew. A Jew is of the 12 tribes of Israel. the Hebrew nation, the people that don't know who they are in the earth. Israel done away with. Just like they taught you the law done away with, they taught you Israel done away with. Do y'all people see this madness that's being taught up in this earth by these wicked people that call themselves ruling this earth? Wicked. Wicked. Want to uphold the beast system. This the law of the land. Wicked people want to uphold their God Satan. And what he want and how he want it. But it ain't going to happen, Pete. It ain't going to happen. They think they're going to win. They think they can beat the God of Israel with their weak power that they got. There's no way that you will ever be able to outpower the God that put you here. Your God Satan, he created him. And you and everybody else, there's no way you'll ever be able to outdo the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses, the same one that took down Egypt, the same one that took down Canaan when the children of Israel, Joshua and Caleb, went up in Canaan, the same one. I'm trying to help you people. I'm trying to help you people because y'all need some serious help, man. Y'all need some serious help. We need some serious help, people. Serious. When I think about this world and look at this world and look what's going on in this earth every day, and nothing is changing and nothing is getting better and nothing is getting different. Y'all need to stop marching and all that protest and stuff. That stuff ain't going to do nothing. I'm a bear arms. I'm a bear arms, man. I'm a, yeah, we're going to get our own group together, our own militant group. And I'm a bear arms. How Satan going to fight against Satan? How is Satan going to fight against Satan? The only way you can defeat Satan and his government structure is that you got to keep the law of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name. That's the only way you can defeat Satan and his government structure. I don't care how many guns you got, how many weapons you got, all that stuff y'all people doing, unnecessary stuff that ain't going to get you none but hurt and killed and throw it up in prison. Satan can't fight against Satan. You got to become righteous. You got to become righteous. You got to follow the Torah. You got to follow the Hebrew scrolls. You got to follow the Hebrew God. The real God. The one that can give you life and death. That God. Satan can't rebuke Satan. How you think you're going to rebuke your own God that you follow? Because you bearing arms and you got guns. You are unrighteous. You are unrighteous people. Unrighteousness can't fight against unrighteousness. That's why the children of Israel, our ancestors, back in ancient times, when they did right and they obeyed the God of Israel and kept his law, they was able to take down any nation, any nationality of people that they needed to take down. But once they went against the God of Israel and start doing what they want to do, burning candles to other gods and calling on other gods and disobeying the law, then he sent other nations like the Babylonians and the Persians and the Romans. He sent other nations on them to take them down. You can only be protected, people. You can only be protected, people, when you serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and obey him and keep his law. Stop worrying about what you've been taught about the law. Stop thinking about what these people have told you and conditioned you and your children about the law. It's a lie. It is a lie. It is not real. Stop holding up something that's not true. Stop holding up religion. The law of religion taught you all of them lies against the God of Israel. Oh, he got many names. No, he only got one name. He only one God. Spiritual Israel. No, you're not. Israel's still living. You cannot be ever be spiritual Israel. There ain't no spirit. There's only bloodline. Next law, people. Law number 34. Not to curse any other Israelite. Leviticus 19:14. Let's go to that. Israelite. 12 tribes. Leviticus 19:14. Thou shalt not curse. Look how beautiful the law is, people. Look how beautiful and powerful and amazing and great the law of God, the God of Israel, is. Such beautiful things in here. Such wisdom. Such knowledge. Such understanding. Such high wisdom and high knowledge and power. It's of the law. That's why you people so dumb, and that's why you so weak, and that's why you don't know nothing. Why? Because you've been taught that the law is done away with, and you don't got to keep it no more. And that's why you don't got no sense, because the law is full of all kind of wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Thou shalt not curse to death. Leviticus 19:14, nor put a stumbling block before the blind. Actually talking about a blind man or blind child or woman or boy. You cannot curse the deaf people that can't hear. Don't say bad things about them because they deaf and they can't hear. Don't put a stumbling block in the path of a blind person. This is a law that the God of Israel put in the Torah. But shall fear Ahiah, shall fear thy God. I am Ahiah. That's what you people supposed to do. Fear him and what he say, and not what no man say at all. Next law. Law number 35. Not to give occasion to the simple-minded to stumble on the road. Leviticus 19:14, same one. We already done that one. Law number 36, to rebuke the sinner. To rebuke the sinner. Leviticus 19:17. To rebuke a sinner. Not to love the sinner. That's what you Christians been taught. Oh, God love the sinner. God loves the sinner. He just don't love their sin, but he loves the sinner. What scripture is that? What scripture is that God loves a sinner? That's not a scripture in the Bible. My God, people. Y'all are some really messed up lost people. There's not a scripture in the Bible that tell you that God loves a sinner. And if it is, it's injection. It's not in the Hebrew scrolls. It's in your translated Bible, not in the Hebrew scrolls. There's nowhere where God say he love a sinner. Why would he love a sinner? Somebody is sinning and know they doing wrong and know they, no way, people. This is all, oh my, let me keep going, people. I'm running out of time. It says here, law number 36, to rebuke the sinner. No. I lost my place. Okay, yeah. Law number 36, to rebuke the sinner. Leviticus 19:17. To rebuke a sinner. Not to love them and, oh, yes. Be a homosexual. I want to be his friend and I want to eat with him. And, to rebuke a sinner. Get out my face, you're gay. You're a homo, and the Bible say you're an abomination. I ain't even got no business sitting with a gay, sitting with a homo. You got to rebuke a sinner. Yeah, the Son of God did sit around sinners to rebuke them and to correct them and to teach them what his Father wanted them to know. To get them to repent and to convert from being sinners. He didn't just sit there just to be their friend. He was on a mission. He had a job to do. 19:17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt anywise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. You got to rebuke the sin that he do. You know somebody's sinning and doing something wrong against the Torah, against the law, you got to rebuke him and correct them and show them in the Bible where they are wrong and what they are doing wrong. That's what it means. Correct them with righteous judgment, which is of the law. You need the law, people. You got to have the law in this earth. Without the law, you people are lost. You people are bound. You people are finished. You're going straight to hell. You already condemned. You already condemned to hell, people, without God's law. You already condemned. And the people of this world know that. They know that. Long as they can keep you believing that the law of the land is the law that you need to follow and God's law don't exist no more, you already condemn people and they know that. Law number 37, to relieve a neighbor in his burden and help to unload his beast. Exodus 23:5. I'm going to try to get through all these laws in 8 weeks, people. But you know what? I might have to come on at least 2 or 3 times a week to do that. Because it's a lot of laws. 613. So law number 38, to assist in replacing a load on the neighbor's. No, law number 37, to relieve a neighbor in his burden and help to upload his beast. Exodus 23:5. Yes, Israel had their own food. They didn't have to go to no grocery store. You people can have your own, but you believe that that's old and that's old time stuff. And yeah, we don't got to have no food no more. Oh, that's old time stuff. We just rather go to the market. We rather go to the grocery store and get our food. We ain't doing all that old fashioned, old time, ancient day stuff. And that's why you people sick today, because you don't have your own food. You big dummies. Y'all are dummies. That's what you are, dummies. Dummy, when the God of Israel told you all through the Bible to have your own food. What scripture is that where he tell you to go to a grocery store and buy something? It's not one scripture in the Bible that says that. Exodus 23:5, to relieve a neighbor of his burden and help to unload his beast. If thou see the ass of him that hateth thee, listen to this. If you see a donkey of him that hate thee, Israel, lying under his burden and wouldest forbear to help him, thou shalt surely help with him. If you see your neighbor, if they got a horse or a donkey or whatever they have, and they need help, you supposed to help them. You supposed to help them. Your neighbor is Israel. The 12 tribes is our neighbors. The Gentiles is our neighbor if they keep the law, if they keep the Torah, if the God of Israel is their God and not Jesus and all the rest of them false gods. They would be considered as our neighbor. Law number 38, to assist in replacing the load upon a neighbor's beast. Deuteronomy 22:4. Then I got law number 39. That's all the laws for love and brotherhood. See how we're supposed to help each other and love each other and assist each other and you know, don't hold no grudge with each other. Don't hold no hatred with each other. Don't have no vengeance in your heart with one another towards your brother. Don't talk to your brother and your sister evil and wicked with violence and arguing with them. Not to go up and down the street calling people on the phone, getting on Facebook and Snapchat and all that, telling people business. That's, you people don't even know all this is in the Bible, do y'all? Nah, you don't know. Because you ain't never read it. Because you feel that you don't have to read it. Law number 38. Deuteronomy 22:4. And I know I'm running out of time. Now I'll be back tomorrow night. Not tomorrow night, tomorrow, Saturday. I'm going to come back Saturday and come back some more with the law. I'm going to stay on this for 8 weeks. Try to finish it, people. Deuteronomy 22:4. It says, to assist in replacing a load upon a neighbor's beast. To assist your neighbor, not hate them, not be jealous of them and envy and proud. You got so many people killing their neighbors today. They're shooting them over stupidity. Stupidity. And these people have been Christians all their life, killing their neighbor. They grow up in the Christian church. Grow up in the Christian church. Can't you see the law of religion is destroying you people? Christianity, Islam, and all the rest of those religious institutions that you call churches and mosques and synagogues and all the rest of them. It's destroying you as a people, and it have destroyed you. Because the God of Israel is against it. Something that he's against and you practicing and doing, he's going to let it destroy you. Deuteronomy 22:4. Thou shalt not see thy brother ass or his ox fall down by the way and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift him up. Yes, this law still exists today. Because guess what, people? Guess what, Hebrews? Guess what, Israel? Guess what, Gentiles? You're supposed to have your own ass, your own ox, your own goat, your own sheep, your own donkey right now today. This law still exists today. This is what the God of Israel told you to have. This is what the God of Israel told you to do. It doesn't matter how old it is that he wrote it. It still stands today. Israel ain't never supposed to work and slave for nobody. Israel ain't never supposed to serve no one but their God. Israel ain't never supposed to go out and buy $20,000 cars. You're supposed to be riding on a donkey right now. But because they made the law of this land, where if you ride down the street with a donkey, you can go to jail. I'm talking about in America right now. If you ride down the street with a horse or a donkey, you can go to prison for that. They made a law against that. Everything that the God of Israel told us to do in the Bible, in the Torah, up under his covenant, the people that call themselves ruling this world, that's in control, they think, the government and all the rest of, they made laws. They made laws against what the God of Israel told us to do. Because they want to be your God. And guess what? They are your God. Why are they your God? Because you do everything they tell you to do. You're afraid of them. You fear them. When the Bible says fear no man. No, I don't want no donkey, girl. I ain't getting up on no donkey. That's old fashioned. That's why you in bondage right now. Paying a $20,000 car note that you can't afford because you'd rather ride a Lexus or SUV or a Grand Prix or whatever. You'd rather be in bondage to debt and slavery, the law of this land, than to ride an ass or a horse. So you won't be in debt. So you won't be under no man rulership and control. That's why the God of Israel told us to ride on camels and stuff like that. To help you people, man. But that's old fashioned to you. You got to follow the law of the land. Everybody driving SUVs and trucks and cars and got big houses they live in paying millions of dollars for that they can't afford. Next law, people. Now I'm getting ready to leave. Law number 39, the last law for love and brotherhood. Law number 39 is not to leave a beast that has fallen down beneath his burden unaided. Deuteronomy 22:4. I just read that one. Same one. The next section of the 613 laws that we have is the poor and unfortunate. The poor and unfortunate. You actually have laws in the Bible relating to poor, relating to unfortunate people. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. About 13 laws when it comes to the poor and the homeless and the unfortunate in the Torah, in the Bible, under the covenant, the 613 laws of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. So let me see how much time I have. Have a little bit of time. I'm going to go over time just to go through these last Bible verses of the law. And then I'll talk to you tomorrow, probably tomorrow around 12. I don't know what time, but I'll be here tomorrow. So let's go through those. Got a little bit of time left. So this is law number 40. I'm going to hold my two scriptures that I have. For the very end, God's law versus the law of the land. Eight weeks of teaching all 613 laws in the Bible. Audio number 2. We're going to try to finish this in 8 weeks. See. We're going to see what happens. But however long it takes, I'm going to finish it. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisheba. Because there is no broadcast, there's no radio show, there's no YouTube video, there's no Facebook, There's nothing where I can type on the internet and pull up all of God, and I'm talking about the God of Israel, 613 laws being broke down and being taught to you law by law by law by law by law by law, all 613. There's not one teaching. Let me say it again, people, because I want to show you what kind of people you are and what kind of leaders that you have in this earth. That's what the God of Israel want to show you. What kind of leaders you have in this earth and what kind of people you people are living in this earth. There's not one segment. There's not one radio broadcast, nothing on the internet. Talk about all of God's 613 laws, law by law, broke down. He had me doing this for a reason. He had me doing this for a reason. Guess why, people? Because there's no one else that have ever done it. Not in my lifetime. Not in my lifetime, not in the lifetime of my mom and mama now. Nobody have ever broke down all 613 laws, law by law. Because most of you people, 98.2% of you people believe that the law is done away with. And it's no good. My God, how can you say something like that about the God of Israel, Lord, your creator? It's no good and it's obsolete. Wow. That's why I left the Christian church. Because there's no way possible that I could ever continue to believe that. That God's law is done away with and is obsolete and we ain't got to keep it no more. Is dead and done away with. Ooh, how can somebody say that? And how can somebody ever teach that? Even when I was a pastor of the Christian church for 20 years, I never taught that. I never believed that. And that's why I got grieved and fed up with the Christian church. And their doctrine and their teaching and what they was telling me, what I got to do and believe about God and who he is. I got fed up with that stuff. Because there's no power in it. There's no manifestation in it. There's no strength in it. There's no glory in it. There's no peace in it. There's nothing in it. You know how many people grieving to death in a Christian church? You know how many people go to Christian church and all the rest of your churches and institutions? It's so sad, miserable, broken, lost, destroyed, and don't know who they are and who God, and nothing. Millions of people. Because they've been taught that the law is dead. And the law is done away. And the law is obsolete. And guess what? I'm spiritual Israel. And Israel is done away with. They dead and they don't exist. Oh my God. Woo! For somebody to teach that, but for somebody to sit there and listen to that stuff for 50 years and 80 years and all their life sitting on a pulpit in a pew. You some mad-minded, sick, distorted-minded people. Wicked and evil. I'm under grace. I'm under grace. I'm under the New Testament. You got Judaism, call themselves keeping the law and all that stuff. Call themselves believing in the law, teaching the law, the Torah they call it. But again, they calling on the wrong God. And if you calling on the wrong God, you don't have no connection to the right God. And if you don't have no connection to the right God, it doesn't matter how much you read the Torah, the Old Testament. You don't have no understanding, no spiritual understanding in what you are reading. Law number 40, the poor and unfortunate. Not to afflict an orphan or a widow. Not to afflict an orphan or a widow. I'm in overtime, people. Exodus 22:21. Not to afflict an orphan or a widow. Give me 1 minute, people. I need to check on the puppies. Check on the little puppies that my chihuahua just had. I'm going to try to finish these 40, these 13. She had one day. Y'all go outside. Get out of here. Out. Come on. See your grandchildren, queen. All right, people. So far, I see about three or four of them. I think one of them is dead. One of them is stillborn, maybe. I'm not sure yet. She's still cleaning up a lot of them, but I still see like three of them that's moving around real good. Okay. Law number 40, not to afflict an orphan or a widow. The poor and unfortunate. This is the section that we read of the 613 laws. Exodus 22:21. There go my chicken again, my hand, y'all. 22:21. Thou shalt neither vex a stranger nor oppress him, for ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. That's what it say. You cannot vex no stranger. Okay? A stranger would be somebody that's not a Jew. That would be a Gentile. That would be a Gentile. That would be a Gentile. Like Africans, like Chinese, like Asians, like Greeks and Romans and Germans, Africans, those are all Gentiles. You cannot vex a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. So all you Hebrew Israelites going on YouTube videos and all that, standing on the street talking about you hate the white man and you hate the white man and you know, just because the God of Israel say he hate Esau over there in the book of Romans, that don't mean you can do that though, because you're not God and you're not him. He told you not to vex a stranger. Don't mistreat a stranger, a Gentile. Vex is Hebrew number right here for Exodus 22:21, for law number 40, talking about the poor and the unfortunate. It's Hebrew number 32:38. It say to rage, to be violent, by implication to suppress. You cannot vex a Gentile. It's against the law. You can't vex a poor little widow or orphan if they're Gentiles. The God of Israel don't want you to do that. Okay? Law number 41. Now, could I have some orange, could I have some lemonade, CD? Okay, he got ice. Could you make me some, I already got lemonade in there, okay? Yes, please. He got ice already, okay? Thank you, people, excuse me. Next law number 41. For the poor and the unfortunate. Not to reap the entire field. This proved to you that you're supposed to have your own corn, your own vegetables, and your own produce. No, this is not for old times. It's right now. We the children of Israel. We are the Hebrew nation. We're supposed to have our own food and our own animals and our own everything. Our own everything. And because we don't have our own everything, the law of the land that your government structures have set up, that's why you got to go to them for everything. You got to go to them for your food. You got to go to them for your money. You got to go to them for your education. You got to go to them to learn about God through their religious institutions that they have set up called churches. And mosques and camps and shrines and Masonic halls and all kind of stuff they got set up. Because you people, the children of Israel, don't have your own, you got to go to the Gentile nations that set up the law of the land all over the earth. The Constitution is the law of the land. You got to uphold the Constitution. You got to uphold everything that they told you to do. Neither vex. Law number. Do not reap the entire field. This is Leviticus 19:9, people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of the field, neither shalt thou gather the gleaning of thy harvest. This law still stands today. When the children of Israel got to Canaan, The God of Israel told them that they had to plant fruit trees. They had to plant grape trees. They had to have their own vegetables and their own food and their own. He said he was going to send them to a land flowing with milk and honey. That milk meant that when they got to Canaan, when they got to the promised land, that it was a whole lot of cattle there, a lot of goats, a lot of cows, a lot of ox, a lot of everything was already there. That's why he told them he was sending them to a land flowing with milk and honey. They had a lot of honey there, a lot of bees, honey hives, everything was there on the land. And he said, when you reap the harvest, when you reap your fields, children of Israel, of your land, that land, we got kicked out of the land because we began, our ancestors began to call on other gods. And now we are in the land of our enemies. And we are in the land of the enemy. We are in the land of the enemy of the God of Israel. And they set up laws of this land to keep us in control, to keep us regulated and guided the way they will have us to do and what they want us to do and how they want us to do it. You people are in trouble. You don't realize how much trouble y'all really in. You don't realize how much trouble you are really in today. So he told them, when you get to the land, don't reap all of the field. Leave the corners for the poor. So the poor can have some food. So the poor can have something to eat. Right now today, the children of Israel, they don't have no corn. Most of them, maybe 1% of them have a farm where they have their own food and their own cattle and stuff like that. Maybe 1%. Of the children of Israel. It's not that many. It's not that many. They was not allowed to reap the whole. They supposed to leave the corner for the poor. And because the children of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel, is not doing what the God of Israel want us to do, having our own food, our own land, our own field, our own harvest, we can't give the poor nothing. We can't give the poor nothing because guess what? The little money that we make on our jobs for a paycheck, we trying to keep food on our table. When the God of Israel told us right here in Leviticus 19:9 to have our own land with our own food. Yes, you in the land of your enemies. You still can have your land with your food so you don't have to depend on the government to feed you and to give you something. Could y'all open the door? Could y'all open the door? The ghost back. Here's the people. Here's the people, my ghost are back. All right, people, my goat's coming in. See, I got my own food. I got my own land. I got everything. I'm trying to do what the God of Israel told me to do. Okay, law number 42. And I think I'm going to go all the way through these people, and I'm going to be finished with this. I'm going to just go ahead and finish this out. Law number 42. To leave the unreaped corners of the field or orchards for the poor. Leviticus 19:9. I just read that. To leave the unreaped corners of the field or the orchards for the poor. This was a law, people, for us to follow Israel. This was a law for us to follow. And it's still a law today for us to follow. instead of us taking our money and buying a land, we'd rather take our money and buy a house. Buy a house and buy a car and buy some clothes. Instead of taking the money and buying us a land, something we can build on. We can have our own animals and our own food. We can be free people. We don't have to run to the government and the mayor and the congressmen to ask them to give us something. Because every time them people give you something, there's a law in place. There's a law in place, believe me, that you either got to pay it back, give it back, or something. We supposed to be a free people, Israel. We supposed to be able to help the poor. We supposed to be able to have our own food where we can help the poor and the orphans and the widows. Law number 43, not to gather glean in the ears that have fallen to the ground while reaping. That's Leviticus 19:9. Yep, I just read that. When you reap the harvest of your land, thou should not wholly reap the corners. Law number 43, not to gather gleaning of the ears of, okay, 19:9. Law number 44, to leave the gleaning for the poor. I just read that, Leviticus 19:9 again. Law number 45, not to gather the imperfect clusters of the vineyard. Law number, Leviticus 19:10 for law number 45. That's dealing with the grape yard. Your own fruit trees. Wow, people. Y'all see why y'all people sick. You're going to stay sick as long as you keep eating up in these grocery stores. You're going to stay sick because the God of Israel ain't never told you to eat in them. He's telling you what you're supposed to do right here. He's telling you what you're supposed to do right here in the Torah. Leviticus 19:10 says, and thou shalt glean the vineyard. And thou shalt not glean the vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am Ahayah your God. See that, people? Leave them for the poor and the strangers. Strangers is Gentiles. Israel, you're supposed to have your own fruit trees, your own grape trees. Don't glean all of the grapes. Leave some for the poor and the Gentiles that they may eat, people. Do y'all understand, people, Hebrews, that you're not following the God of Israel? Because until you do what the Torah tells you to do, or try with all of your ability and might to do what the Torah tells you to do, do what you can do in the land of your enemies. You can have your own grape yard. You can have your own cornfield. You can have your own vegetables. You can have your own animals. You just got to pay a permit. In America, you got to pay a lot of permits and money and all kind of stuff to have it. But you can have it. You spend $300 and $400 on Jordans and Xbox 360s, $500 and $600. Whatever it takes and whatever it costs, you can do what the God of Israel wants you to do if you people want to. Excuse me. Hello, Cedia. One moment, people. One moment, I got some activity going on here that I need to take care of. You know what, people? I think I'm going to end this, and tomorrow, could you please come here? I'm going to end this, people, because I got something to do now. I'm going to pick it up right here tomorrow, okay? Right here at law number. Law number 45. I'm going to pick it up there tomorrow, okay? One minute, bro. And we're going to read these scriptures too tomorrow, okay? So this is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. You have been listening to Elisha Ba, God's Law versus the Law of the Land. 8 weeks of teaching, all 613 laws in the Bible, audio number 2. I will talk to y'all tomorrow because I got to go. I have a lot of things around here that I need to tend to right now. Talk to y'all later, tomorrow. Ah.